Hi, friends. Welcome to the Scripture Society podcast, where we help women on their journey of knowing and loving Jesus more and more every day. Our hope is that we can help you tell a more beautiful story and grow in your knowledge of the one who wrote it. Hi, Kylie.
Hey, Olive.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. How are you?
I'm so excited, too. Still shocked that someone sold us microphones. And
I know.
Now all the words that we say are being captured.
I know. It's a little scary, but...
Terrifying. Shocked that someone did that for us.
I know. Trust the process, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're currently in my living room,
yes.
Which is super fun. We've turned my apartment into a studio, which is...
Yeah. Made do with what we have.
Exactly. And it's honestly really cute. So
it's cozy. It fits us and I'm enjoying it.
Exactly. It's very cozy and fun. So why are we here? Why do we have microphones in our face?
That is a great question. We're here because we started something called the Scripture Society.
Oh, do tell me more.
Well, part of that is we wanted to do a podcast, and that's a lot of the reason is because we love podcasts. We consume them frequently. So we thought, why not do one of our own? Which now I'm feeling like I'm regretting now that I'm talking to this microphone, but it's okay. But yeah, so you may be wondering who we are.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get into that. I can go first.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, well, my name is Kylie. Let's see where to begin. I go to a local church that I love. I work at a nonprofit that I love. And I have great friends and family, and I love to read. I consume so many books a month, a comical amount.
Her fable goes crazy.
Yes, love fable. I'm in seminary getting my master's in Christian education, which is so unbelievable to say, but I'm enjoying it. Shout out DTS. Love them. A little bit of my story is that I grew up in a Christian home, went to church since before I can remember, which I'm so thankful for, just that upbringing. But around high school, I kind of realized I had some gaps in my understanding, probably bigger than gaps, probably some like chasms, but I had enough to understand that like I wanted to know the Lord, which I mean that's just grace in my life. But when I got to college, you know, COVID happened while we were in college, just to like date us, you know, we're young. So yeah, COVID happened, and I started going to a small local church, which was one of the biggest blessings in my life, and I was just taught the gospel straight up.
Wow.
And that sounds so simple, and I had heard the gospel before, obviously, but it was like, man, I understood my sin, and I understood my need for a literal savior for like the first time. And that was just profound, like as it is for anyone the first time you like truly get that and it like floors you and you understand grace, not just as like a Christian word, but as like something you need every single day.
Yeah.
It was just radical for me. And then that was when I started like reading the Bible in a way I never had before. I specifically remember, this is so funny, I was house sitting for your family, Olive.
Really?
Years ago.
Yo-Yo?
Yes. I was
rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Yo-Yo.
That was my
I was dog
interior.
Sitting Yo-Yo. And I remember I was sitting literally at your dining room table. This is so funny. I don't think we've ever talked about this. And I was just like, I'm going to start reading my Bible every day. I just decided that. And literally every single day since then, not like every single day, but every single day, like I have put like a large effort into trying to read my Bible every day. And it's so crazy that I can go back and like pinpoint that to a moment where I was like, this is something I need.
It was Yo-Yo.
He was just like, you have to read your Bible.
You have to. And now he watches over us.
Yes.
All.
But it was just like, I mean, something was going on in my heart to where like I knew I needed scripture. And as I started reading, you know, you get past like Exodus and you're like, wait, what's going on?
They didn't
teach me this in like Sunday school. And like, not even just the Old Testament, but like I had this giant gap. I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate. Like after maybe like David, after the story of David, all the way until like Matthew, I was like, don't know what that large middle chunk of my Bible's about. And like, don't think it's important, yeah. You know? And yeah. Like, and it's really no one's fault other than like, not even necessarily mine either. It was just, you know, I needed the Lord to show yeah. me that I needed the entirety of Scripture. And when I realized that, I started consuming resources rapidly. Podcasts, books, commentaries. I couldn't get enough. Talking to people about it, starting Bible studies, leading Bible studies. I mean, it was insane. And the best way for me to learn it was to teach. I was yeah. teaching high schoolers, and it was transformational for me. But that led me to seminary because I was like, I need more. I need yeah. something deeper. I need yeah. something academic. And that's not for everyone, but I'm an academic person. I love mm-hmm. to learn. So then, yeah, I went to seminary purely selfishly, wanted to learn. But like this whole time I had such a deep desire for women's discipleship. And that was because when I was excited about Scripture and when I was learning, I was looking around at my friends and they loved the Lord and they knew Him, but they hadn't yet had this deep desire for like more than surface level Scripture that I yeah. had just now encountered. And I was like, I want this for my friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do I do that? Yeah. I'm not capable. So like I had this passion for better women's discipleship and I didn't have the answer for that. I just knew there was a problem. So that led to just like some months of like dreaming and a mm-hmm. lot of prayer about it. And one of those answers prayers is this, and we'll get into that. And, but yeah, that's a little bit about me and why I do this. So.
Wow. That's amazing. I had no idea that Yo-Yo was your sole witness.
I know, it's crazy.
Yo-Yo was like my favorite dog. I love all the dogs that my family's had, but Yo-Yo, he was the best.
He was a fan favorite.
He was a fan favorite of everyone. I showed every single person I ever saw a picture of him. I still do to this day. So anyways, but I love that. And I love your passion for Scripture because I know that in our friendship, that was something that really spurred me on to yeah. fall in love with Scripture. And so thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for inviting me into this crazy dream of starting Scripture Society. I guess I can introduce myself now too.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Olive. Some people call me Olive. A lot of people call me Olivia. Both work. But I work in a local church and I have the gift of doing a lot of content work mm-hmm. and also admin work. And just, I kind of get to put my hands to a lot of different projects around Christian resources, which is such a gift and I love it. I think that my story is very similar where I grew up in a Christian household. My parents are amazing. They really showed me what it looked like to like love the Lord day in and day out. But I don't think I was ever taught how to read the Bible for myself. And when I was a senior in high school, I got saved when I was 7 years old, and I articulated the gospel the best way that a seven-year-old can, and I got baptized, and from that point on, I really did, like, try to love the Lord to the best of my ability, and throughout high school was in, you know, high school Bible studies and leadership things and all this stuff, and it was a really sweet season, but then my senior year of high school, or I guess my junior year, I kind of experienced some pretty deep church hurt and kind of had a little bit of a faith crisis, which was the mercy of God. Looking back, that was the mercy of God because I was just kind of, it was the same thing. I grew up in the church. I never really recognized my need for God because as a Christian, I was leading Bible studies, blah, 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 doing all the things. But it took me taking a step back from my faith because I kind of had the question of like, you know, there are some things that happened that were wrong and sinful and hypocritical. And I had seen some adult Christians in my life who claimed to have been following Jesus their entire lives and yet still fell short of the glory of God, which we all do. Right. But that really made me question, like, is Jesus real? Like, does Jesus actually have the power to change people? Like, does he actually have the power to transform people? And so that kind of put me on a journey of exploring a lot of different worldviews outside of Christianity and studied lots of different philosophies, studied, you know, kind of like individualism and like what it looks like to try to just like forge your own way, kind of looked a lot into like free will, even some different world religions. And what brought me back to the story of Christianity, it was the only story that was good, was true, and was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that kind of made me realize that I didn't actually know why I believed what I believed.
Right.
I was just kind of, you know, leading and reading the Bible, but not in a way that I actually understood or could articulate. And so the more that I studied it kind of from a academic secular perspective, I kind of realized like, oh, there's a way of studying the Bible that's outside of reading two scriptures a day in your morning devo. Like there's so much more.
So true.
So much more like depth and beauty and life there. And like, you know, the Spirit was kind enough to like make me realize how true the story of Jesus actually is and how good it is and how beautiful it is. And so I am grateful for our friendship. We met in college. And so that was kind of when I had come out of my, or when the Lord brought me out of my faith crisis and was kind of, you know, back on track, on fire for the Lord. And it was amazing because you really like, I had all this passion, but you were able to kind of direct me because the Lord was also working in your heart. And so you helped like encourage me to go to scripture and learn everything that I can about the Lord and really test him and see like, are you good? Are you true? Are you beautiful? Who are you? Who am I? Who have you created me to be? Like, is the story of the world? How did the story of the world come to be? And I think that like the greatest gift you gave me was encouraging my curiosity. Cause I think when
that is so funny you say that, cause I would literally say that about you. Like, I can't believe you're saying that. That's sweet.
No, but it's true because I think I had a lot of questions growing up that were kind of answered with like, oh, just like pray about it, which is like great. But like, I remember asking so many questions about the Bible, about the story of Jesus that are very clearly written in the Bible.
Right. There's answers.
There's answers. But all I was given was like, just pray about it, which is like, great. You should always pray about it. And like the Lord can divinely reveal things to you. But like, the divine revelation we already are holding in
our
hands.
You have it already.
We have it already. And so, anyways, so all that to say, like, the Lord was kind enough to, you know, show me his beauty and compel me towards this, back to the story of Jesus. And the more that I learned about him, the more that I fell in love with him. Like, I think Philippians 1:6, I think, where Paul says, like, he's writing to the Philippians and he says, I hope that you grow in your knowledge and your love of the Lord. Mm. And that's just so true. The more that the Lord compelled me to learn about him, the more my love for him grew. And so I think that's why I'm really passionate and excited about the idea of creating resources around the things of God and helping to give language to these things. Because I feel like I had a lot of these feelings, but I just didn't have the language to articulate
right.
the gospel, salvation. Like, I didn't have any firm language to be able to hold on to when, you know, I had these questions. And so, you know, my hope is that we can help women discover that language and be able to articulate the things of God and, like, invite them into the conversations, into the deeper depths of his glory and of his infinite attributes and all the things that we have to learn about him. And so, anyways, that's a little bit about me. That's a little bit about my story. And that's part of the reason why I'm so excited to be
so
here.
Good. Yeah.
So thanks. So Kylie, can you tell us a little bit more about Scripture Society, what it is, what you hope that it is, what is your prayer and dream for Scripture Society?
Yeah. So like I said before, I'm in seminary right now. And when I was approaching my first few classes and taking my first few classes, I was really praying and asking the Lord, like, why seminary? Why me? Like, for what? Mm-hmm. And if it's just for my own edification, that was fine with me. But, you know, seminary, you learn a lot. Yeah. And I just, you know, you want to share it. So I was just like praying, how? And the Lord just kind of answered that prayer with the idea for Scripture Society, which I was just driving in my car and thinking about the things I was learning and how I wanted to share them. And we have a little Bible study, and Olive jokingly called it the Scripture Society one day, and I was like, that has to be something. It sounds too good not to be something. So I was just one day thinking about it, praying in my car, and the idea just kind of popped in my head and immediately went to Olive. about it. I was like, this has, like, we have to do this together. And so basically at its heart, we just desire to help women know the Lord.
Yeah.
Know things about him.
Yeah.
And live for him. Whatever, you know, that looks like, whatever it says in scripture. And we do that through a few things. One of them being this podcast and resources like devotionals and Bible studies and all that to come later, which is just such a dream come true for both of us. Yeah. But also through just like fun things that women love, like tote bags and candles. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
gotta have a tote
bag.
Yeah,
we love those things.
You gotta have a tote bag.
You know, like, we know women are gonna buy tote bags anyways. Why not give them one that has something to do with, like, the Lord?
Yeah.
You know? So, we have a few things. We also have a lot of free resources. We recommend a lot of resources that have been meaningful to us.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. And basically all of this to say that we are already doing this, you know, like, encouraging each other with along with a lot of other women and with our churches. But we wanted to basically invite women into a space and give them permission to ask deep questions about the Lord, to read the Bible in a deeper way, not mm-hmm. a surface level way, to truly know who is God, you know, not just love, but like, what are some of the scarier, harder to mm-hmm. deal with passages? Let's talk about it. Let's look at it. What can we learn from it? And, you know, see the Lord's beauty in those things and walk it out in day to day. So, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot, but
you
know, that's just something that we love to do. And, you know, and really the reason for this podcast and for everything we're doing is not because we think we're good at it.
No,
we're young, so we're obviously not, but it's because we want to, I guess, put our learning kind of like out there for other people to watch, if that makes sense. Like, we're going to mess up on this podcast and we're learning together, and we almost just want to show you, like, this is the type of conversations you could be having with women in your life.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, like, as humbly as we can, like, we're not going to get it right all the time. We just want to give you permission to do what we're doing.
Yes.
Because the Lord has just like put this in our lives.
And I think, again, we approach this so humbly because we know that we are 23 and
so small.
We're so small and we know literally nothing at all. But the Lord has been kind enough to give us an excitement around all of these ideas. And so I think that's our biggest hope, is just to like share our excitement for learning, our curiosity for learning more about the Lord with you guys, and like praying that the Lord will spread that and spark new questions and ideas and language and ways to articulate ideas in a new and fresh way to you guys. And I think that maybe only my mom is watching this.
And that's fine.
That's perfect, because I know that my mom is someone who is so brilliant and can and should be having these conversations as well.
Right, yeah. And it's so for everyone.
It's for everyone, no matter how old you are. You know, I'm thinking of some of the high school girls that I've led before that, you know, I just want to invite them all into this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's never, I think something too is like, as you heard from our stories, is it's never too late to start, in the sense of like, maybe you grew up in church, you've gone to Sunday school, you've been in every small group, and you're like embarrassed by the fact that you don't know simple Bible things.
Oh my gosh.
That was us. Let me just be the first to say that was us.
Yes. I want to say that I don't think I was able to really articulate just the gospel and what salvation meant until probably about like a year and a half ago.
Yes, truly.
Maybe. Yeah. Like, I truly, I'm like, yeah, Jesus obviously died. He died on the cross for my sins, but like, that is such an abstract concept.
Like, what does that mean?
Literally, what does that mean?
How does that affect you?
How does that affect me? Like, some Jewish man who lived, you know, thousands of years ago, died on a cross to carry my sins, which sin is already kind of an abstract concept. Like, and so like, I knew that, and the Lord still was like compelling me. It was something that I felt but wasn't able to articulate.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think that that's like having language as an anchor to be able to articulate the gospel and salvation is such a mercy and a kindness, and that enables us to really share it.
Yeah.
And so I think even salvation, like, what does it mean to be saved? Like, what does it mean to have a moment when you're saved or not have a moment when you're saved. Like, all those questions I didn't really have answers to. Like, I only kind of began to be able to articulate those ideas, like, a year and a half ago. And so, again, we're still very much figuring.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Figuring all of it out. But
yeah, I'm in seminary, but I haven't graduated yet, so it's not saying much.
I'm not even in seminary. I just read some books, and which is fingers crossed.
Great. And fingers crossed. So in this same vein, what is our hope for this podcast?
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, everything that we pour into our resources, this is almost like, let's say you read our devotional, it's almost like this, you're getting to hear the literal heart behind, like, why this devotional, why this Bible study, why this resource or whatever it is. And also, you know, inviting people into these conversations. We would love to have guests on this podcast. Like, we have some incredible women who are brilliant at specific things.
Yeah.
Things that we are inspired by. And, you know, so things like that, guests, conversations, topical, but also just, like, in scripture. So, you know, our heart is just really exactly what we just said, but in conversation form. We just want to talk through things together, just me and Olive, you know, working things out, and for you to, you know, get to be a part of this conversation and hopefully using it as, like, a starting place for your own conversation.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so why is discipleship for women so important? Why women?
Yeah, why women? Why specifically women?
Why women?
Yeah, that's such a good question.
Besides the fact that we're women. But
yeah, besides the fact that we're obviously biased for this question.
Yeah, other than that.
But, you know, man, it really is such a good question. So Olive and I went to a conference 2 years ago, maybe.
That's crazy.
It was like a Lifeway Women's Conference, and Jen Wilkin was speaking, and if you must know something about us, it's that we love Jen Wilkin deeply.
Oh, yeah.
So, and, you know.
When we met her,
We did meet her.
I did tell her, we are your number one fan. I think we scared her maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
sorry,
we were
Jen.
A little embarrassing.
Yeah, just a little.
But something I just remember, it stuck with me, and maybe this was a seed planted for this Scripture Society one day, I don't know, but I remember sitting there and Jen was answering this question basically, and she was just saying along the lines of, like, sometimes in churches women just need to be given permission, literally just permission, to study the Bible deeply, know the Lord deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I really even need to say much more than that. Like, why is that the case? Like, I don't necessarily feel the need to get into those details. But, you know, at the end of the day, women are 50% of our churches.
Yeah, if not more. I think in recent studies, it's like...
Yeah, it might be more.
Around 53 to 55% of churches.
Yeah. So, like, not even to say anything about, like, men. Literally just, like, women should want discipleship, right?
Yeah.
Like, all believers should want to be discipled. That is... That's the calling that we're given by Christ. And so if we're told that we should be disciples and make disciples, then that means, you know, even today we should be, as women, pursuing women's discipleship. And unfortunately, it's neglected a lot of times. And in whatever way that looks like, whether it's, you know, women just don't want it. And, you know, I'm really not downplaying the fact that, like, women... They're mothers, they work jobs, they're raising kids, like, they have so much going on, and we're not here to propose a specific way to be discipled.
Yeah.
We're not telling you, like, if you're not at Sunday school, and then also the Sunday service, and then also leading a Bible study and in a small group, and, like, we're not saying that. We're just saying, like, when it's just you and the Lord, like, are you reading the Word, like,
mm-hmm.
deeply? Are
mm-hmm.
you reading it? Are you in prayer? Are you in meaningful community? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's what we're talking about. And, like,
yeah.
that sounds like simple things, but, like, it gets so, like, neglected sometimes.
It's so easy to be distracted or to overcomplicate that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about how Jesus was discipling his disciples, like, they just did life together.
Right.
Like, they didn't have one-on-one, let's get a latte every third month of, you
right.
know, every third
let's
Sunday
plan
of the
it
month,
out.
Whatever,
yeah.
like, let's plan it out, let's have a one-on-one mentorship situation. Like, they just did life together
mm-hmm.
and joined him for dinner and walked with him and asked him questions on the way to their next destination. And I think that that's kind of, like, the picture that we want to paint is like the beauty of doing life together with other women.
Right.
Being discipled, discipling each other.
Yeah.
And like following the Lord, like discipling each other as unto the Lord, and trying to do life in a 21st century context.
Right. Yeah.
In the context of being a woman. Cause I think that, you know, like in a lot of ways, women exist in a context that men don't. Right. And like, yeah. I think that it's so important for us to figure out what's the best way to be a 23-year-old woman living in, you know, wherever you're living, doing whatever job you're doing. Like, what does the most sanctified version of that girl look like?
Yeah,
and how do we pursue that in our daily lives?
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, I mean, community, that's where discipleship happens, right? Like, you're being discipled and you're discipling, and like we said before, that doesn't mean you have to have a mentor 20 years older than you and you have to lead a Bible study of high school girls. Yeah. But that just means, like, you know, are there women you're learning from?
Yeah.
Do they know your story?
Yeah.
Are there younger girls that you know their story and you care about them? Like, truly, like, women, this comes so easily to women.
So easy.
Guys, we're yappers. We want to know people's stories. You know, we're already hardwired this way. It's just, like, genuinely what Jen said. Like, we're just giving you permission to do, like, literally what you were already created to do. Right? Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
We love people. We want to know them. And, like, sometimes we can, like Olive said, overcomplicate it. And yeah, so we're hoping that this podcast, these resources, will encourage you in that endeavor. Like, the whole point of everything we're doing is women's discipleship. Mm-hmm. And let me be the first to say, if it ever seems like we're doing something different, tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
Like, that is the goal, right?
Because also, women's discipleship. Again, we're 23 and we don't know anything.
Yeah, this is our first time, guys.
It's our first time. So sorry if this episode's really awkward, because I don't know if you guys have ever listen to the first season of any podcast. It's always
bad.
The worst.
So we're just trying to make it a season two right now.
We're just trying to make it a season two. Fingers crossed. No promises.
Yeah, hopefully we get there.
So literally, if you've listened this far,
yeah,
I feel like you deserve a gold star.
You do. Truly. DM me. I'll give you a sticker.
Yeah, we'll give you a sticker. Yeah. Follow at the Scripture Society.
Perfect.
DM us if you made it to this point. We'll send you a sticker.
Yeah. Well, speaking of season one, Olive, what is the plan for season one? Do we have a plan? What is it? Give us the details.
Do we have a plan? That's a great question. Yeah, also very smooth segue. I feel like you're already picking up this whole podcast.
Thank you. That is so nice.
Yeah, that was really, really good. So I think that an idea that kind of the Lord has compelled us by, captured our hearts by, is like the idea of studying the theology of beauty.
Yeah.
I never really knew that. I read a book called Beauty is Your Destiny by Philip Reichen.
Fantastic book.
It's fantastic. And it kind of introduced the idea of like the theology of beauty, not just like beauty as some sort of like aesthetic or shallow, visually appealing sort of quality, but like how one of God's attributes is that he is beautiful. He is the beautiful one. Not only did he create this world to be good, but he created it to be beautiful. And that's just like a kindness to us that we get to enjoy. Like, he purely did it for our pleasure. He made the world so beautiful just so that we can be compelled to his very heart. And so like studying that on a theological level and then discovering how using beauty as a lens to study doctrine, how that makes every single doctrine come alive in a new way.
Right.
And I don't know, I think I talked before about how we tell stories and we kind of test and measure stories and ideas by what is good, what is true, what is beautiful. That's kind of like sort of the Western pursuit. That's how we think of a lot of, you know, policies, ideas, anything like that. And I think that in our kind of postmodern society where there's so much relativism and truth is kind of not as objective as it used to be in a lot of
subjective,
ways.
Subjective, yeah.
Like, goodness and truth can be debated all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But beauty has a way of sneaking behind your defenses and compelling you towards something.
Yeah.
And so I believe that beauty is not just some visually ascetic thing, but it's like a force that the Lord uses to draw us to his very heart. And not only to draw us to his very heart, but to propel us in our journey of sanctification and to help us worship him. I think that like beauty is the beginning of worship. And once we recognize the beauty of the Lord, the only response that we have is worship. And so Anyways, that's kind of, I don't want to get too far into it because we'll have a whole season.
Yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers. But I'm excited to like take different doctrines, like the doctrine of humanity, and like, how is that beautiful? Like, how did the Lord create humanity to be beautiful?
Right.
Like, what is the world's, you know, corruption? How did we corrupt beauty? And mm-hmm. how does Jesus redeem that? Like,
yeah.
the beauty of nature. Like, how can we go outside every single day and reflect on the Lord's character? Like, how is the Lord making himself self-evident in nature? Like, you know, there's so many different doctrines, so much theology that we can use beauty to study in a new and a fresh way. And so I'm just excited to expand those conversations. And I'm also really passionate about cultural narratives and how Christians can answer questions that the culture is asking with something that is actually good, true, and beautiful. And so I'm excited to hopefully get into that too and, you know, kind of talk about how can we approach cultural issues, things that are taboo, hard questions that the secular world is asking Christians, but in a way that is compelling and compassionate and so beautiful that they can't help but be compelled by it. So those are kind of some of the things I'm excited to get into. I think season one is going to be a lot of fun. Who knows if we'll make it to season two?
Yeah, we'll see. We're taking it season by season.
But we also have a little, very tiny mini devotional called Behold His Beauty.
Yes.
And we're kind of using this as a guideline to, we did a lot of research, a lot of other, you know, study to make this. And so this is just kind of a chance for us to talk more about what we studied.
What did it make it in there?
Exactly. What are the things we had to cut? Those sorts of things.
Yeah, so, yeah. Anyways. I think that's really good. I'm so excited to get into it more. And yeah, so next episode, we'll be getting into beauty, talking about it, introing it. So
yeah,
we hope you will join us for the next episode.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for that conversation. We hope you enjoyed it. If you're interested in finding out more, you can follow us on Instagram or head over to our website at thescripturesociety.com.